From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. The U.S. military is continuing to investigate allegations of prisoner abuse by American personnel in Iraq. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told Fox News Sunday, quote, "There is a whole series of investigations that go on. We know there is a chain of command, and that will be looked at, I'm sure," unquote. The investigations came to light with the publication of shocking photos from Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad. They showed U.S. soldiers smiling, posing next to nude Iraqi prisoners who had been forced into sexual positions. Other photos showed other abuse. Six U.S. soldiers have already been charged and face courts-martial. They are from the 372nd Military Police Company. The uncle of one of the soldiers spoke with NPR's Jackie Northam and shared his nephew's version of events. Jackie joins me now in the studio. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Cheryl.
Tell us about this one soldier whose family you visited.
Well, Cheryl, I went to his family's home. It's in Oakland, Virginia. Now, this is where Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland meet. It's a very hilly, sort of out-of-the-way area. It's a very modest home that his parents have, and the community there is very poor. Now, Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick, he's known as Chip, is a 37-year-old Army reservist, and in civilian life, he works as a corrections officer in Virginia. I spoke with his uncle. I had quite a long interview with William Lawson, and he's kept in touch with his nephew while his nephew's been in Iraq. Now, his uncle shared with me emails from Chip and also a handwritten diary that Chip began writing soon after this investigation began.
So what was Sergeant Frederick telling his uncle and writing in his diary?
Well, William Lawson, the uncle, told me that his nephew said that military intelligence officers and private contractors were interrogating these Iraqi prisoners, and that these officers and contractors gave specific instructions to Frederick and the other military police. Now, let me play you a small piece of the interview that I did with Mr. Lawson.
They just softened them up, and when I mean soften them up, it's just get them psychologically ready to be interrogated by the civilian contractors who were hired specifically for that job in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
Now, Cheryl, let me stress here that this is just one side of the story, obviously, and this is the version that the accused, Sergeant Frederick, gave to his uncle. So it's only one side.
Mm-hmm. Did the sergeant give any indication to his uncle that he was troubled by what was going on in the prison?
Yes, he certainly did. He told his uncle, and he also wrote in his journal, that he on several occasions approached his superiors and asked for some sort of guidance. He was looking for standard operating procedures on how to deal with prisoners. Sergeant Frederick also told his uncle that he never got anything. He never got any direction whatsoever. He says he ultimately went to the internet and pulled down some information about the Geneva Conventions, and that was about as much as he got.
Did Sergeant Frederick reveal any details of the abuse?
Yes, he did in the diary that he kept. He said the prisoners were kept naked. Many of the prisoners were in small, damp cells. Some were threatened with attack dogs, beatings, and electrocutions, that type of thing. Really quite rough treatment of these prisoners. Now, in the diary, he also suggested that there may have been a cover-up of the death of one Iraqi prisoner. Again, let me, play another recording from Sergeant Frederick. This is his uncle reading an excerpt from Frederick's diary.
Back around November, an OGA prisoner was brought to IA. They stressed him out so bad that the man passed away. They put his body in a bag and packed him in ice for approximately 24 hours in the shower in IB. The next day, the medics came in and put his body on a stretcher, placed a fake IV in his arm, and took him away. This OGA was never processed and therefore never had a number.
Jackie, Sergeant Frederick's supervisor, Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, has been reassigned. She suggested that she didn't have access to this area where this was happening. Did Sergeant Frederick address this at all?
Well, Frederick's uncle, William Lawson, told me that his nephew thought Abu Ghraib prison was simply out of control, that there were so many military contractors running around and really too few Army personnel to handle the number of prisoners being held there.
All right. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you, Cheryl.